believe y'all said. Maybe y'all could do this without messing up.
Bless him.
I'm teasing. Here's what I need y'all to do. Y'all, John, who needs y'all to lead y'all? They can't do it without messing it up.
I'm looking good.
These should be. There's two of them.
Okay.
One looks like this.
Right.
One looks like that. Make sure every adult and every teenager gets one of each.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Did you see that? Let me show you. It should be in order. Every one of them, that one on top. Make sure every adult and every teenager gets one, please. Thank you. Just start handing them out.
There you go.
So everybody gets two. And we're going to read them here in just a minute. I want to encourage you. Take this home with you. I don't want to find them on the bench.
Amen.
I want you to take it home with you. I want you to read this about twice a week, three times, maybe every day. Maybe hang it on your refrigerator. Every adult, husband, wife, every teenager. I think we got enough. If we don't, we may have to confiscate one or two to make sure everybody has at least one. I think we got enough for each one to have one. Yes, I could have stapled them, but stapled them, bro. Every adult, every teenager. We got some left. Give two little girls right there one. That little girl right there one. I think they can probably read.
Yeah, they're good.
Any others? We do have a couple left. If you can read, maybe I know some of the little ones can't yet. Everybody got one? Everybody got two? Two pages? I want to read this in your hearing this morning. And y'all know me, I preach against sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I preach against sin. The Bible preaches against sin.
Right.
I want you to take this home. This is out of the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary. The year 1828. Listen to me. Noah Webster was a man. But he was a man that could quote the King James Bible chapter and verse. You hear me? He knew it. He was a holy man. He was a man of God. Amen. And the Webster's Dictionary. Now he's the author. He's the man that put all that together back then. Amen. And his mind was so brilliant that his as he began to write down the words in the Noah Webster's Dictionary and the definitions. A lot of those definitions that we use today, oh, they've changed them, a lot of them, but the ones that really, if you really want to know what a word really means, boy, you need to look back in them old Webster dictionaries where Noah Webster took the pen and the mind that God gave him in the Bible, and he sat down and he wrote definitions of words that America, this country used for years to make us the great God-fearing nation that we became.
Yeah.
Everybody all right? So sin, preachers preach against sin. Preachers say sin, sin, sin. What is sin? What does sin mean? Well, if we look it up in our concordance, it's simply, in one place it says to miss the mark, and henceforth to miss out on the prize. Right. But Noah Webster went a little deeper with sin, because we need to understand when we wake up as a child of God every morning, there's going to be opportunities come our way. There's going to be situations come our way. And how we handle them things and what we do, amen, is going to determine whether we allow sin to reign in our mortal bodies or not. So sin, according to Noah Webster's 1828. Back up just above that first one, it says, the primary sense is probably to depart or to wander. In that first one right there where I've got it marked, I'm going to read this to you. I just want to read it out loud. I know we can read it, but sometimes it does us good to hear it.
Amen.
Give me a little volume, brother. Listen. Am I on? Give me a little volume. We'll make sure everybody here. Give me a little more. Just a little bit of volume right there. Come on, a little more. Pop it on up. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Can you come to the speakers? I want to make sure it's coming to the speakers. The voluntary departure of a moral agent, that'd be you or me, from a known rule of rectitude, something that's absolute, or duty prescribed by God. How's it prescribed by God? Through His Word. This is the definition of sin. This is what sin is. I want you to understand this. This is not Brother Tracy's definition. This is not what Brother Tracy wants to beat you up with. This is not what Brother Tracy's decided. This is what the definition of sin is. Prescribed by God. Any voluntary transgression of the divine law.
Right.
Or violation of a divine command. What's that? From God. How do we get them? Through His Word. Amen. A wicked act. Iniquity. Sin is either a positive act in which a known divine law is violated. In other words, you've done it on purpose.
Right.
You knew it was wrong and you've done it anyhow. Or it is the voluntary neglect to obey a positive divine command.
Right.
In other words, you know what the Bible is telling you to do and you just don't do it.
Right.
You just neglect to do it.
Right.
Or a rule of duty clearly implied in such command. Sin comprehends not actions only, but neglect of known duty. What is our duty? Huh? What is our duty? It's the whole duty of man to what? Keep the commandments of God. Fear God. Keep His commandments.
Right.
All right, that's the whole duty of man. All evil thoughts, purposes, words, and desires, whatever is contrary to God's commands or law. What's that? The Word of God. Everybody okay?
Amen.
And then he gives some scripture. This was in the Webster's Dictionary. Bible scripture to back up the definition of what he's talking about.
Yes,
you find it all through the Noah Webster Dictionary. And then that next page, the same thing, comes from the same place. It's just a continuation of the definition in the Noah Webster Dictionary. Sinners neither enjoy the pleasures of sin nor the peace of piety. In other words, they don't enjoy the sin or the pleasures or the peace of God.
Right.
Among divines, that's us, sin is original or actual sin. Above, defined is the act of a moral agent, that's us,
right,
in violating a known rule of duty. Original sin is generally understood as native depravity of heart, that want of conformity of heart to the divine will, that corruption of nature, or deterioration of the moral character of man, which is supposed to be the effect of Adam's apostasy, and which manifests itself in moral agents by positive acts of disobedience to the divine will. Y'all get this?
Amen.
This is what God looks at our life, and when He sees these particular things, whether you like it or not, God says that's sin.
Amen.
Right.
That is sin. Or by the voluntary neglect to comply with the express commands of God, which require that we should love God with all the heart and soul and strength and mind and our neighbor as ourselves. This native depravity or alienation of affections from God and His law is supposed to be what the apostles call the carnal mind or mindless. Carnal mindless. Which is enmity. That word enmity means hostility.
Right.
Means hostility. Which is enmity against God and is therefore denominated sin or sinfulness. Unpardonable sin or blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is supposed to be a malicious or obstinate rejection of Christ and the gospel plan of salvation. That's the unpardonable sin. That's the sin that sends you to hell. Is if you die, amen, without repentance.
Amen.
If you die without calling out on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to save your soul, that's an unpardonable sin. There's no forgiveness for that. You wind up in hell for eternity. Are you hearing me? Amen. Amen goes right there. Rejection of Christ and the gospel plan of salvation are a contemptuous resistance made to the influence and convictions of the Holy Spirit. In other words, after you're born again, saved, washed in the blood, you continue to reject God's plan for your life. You continue to walk away from God. You continue to ignore what God's will is in your life. Amen. It goes right there. A sin offering, an offering made atone for sin, made to atone for sin. He had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. A man enormously wicked differs from crime not in nature but in application. That which is a crime against society is sin against God. All this wicked stuff y'all see going on out in the streets right now, amen, that's going against the laws of society and is against society. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're sinning against God.
Amen.
Everybody okay? All that looting and all that burning down buildings that don't belong to them, they're sinning against God. And let me tell you, they're not going to continue, amen, to just walk on God, walk on God's word, and sin against God and not have to pay for it. Everybody all right?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about spiritually in their life. I tell you, child of God, you won't continue to go against the word of God and everything God wants you and not have a payday in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Goes right there. Well, you didn't know you could preach on the definition out of the dictionary, did you?
Amen.
Everybody all right? Listen to this. Sin, to depart voluntarily from the path of duty prescribed by God to man, to violate the divine law in any particular by actual transgression or by the neglect or non-observance of its injunctions, to violate any known rule of duty. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is followed by against thee only have I sinned. But we better recognize our sin ain't against man. You ain't sinning against me when you go against the word of God. You ain't sinning against me. You ain't sinning against the deacons. Or when you decide not to obey the word of God, you're sinning against God. Is that all right? Come on, got to add amen. Against him and him only have you sinned. Amen. To offend against right, against men or society, to trespass. I am a man. More sinned against than sinning. And who but wishes to invert the laws of order sins against the eternal cause. I would encourage you as a child of God. I don't want to see these on the bench. I want you to take them home. Which I don't care. When you get out the door, if you want to wad them up all the way, that's on you. I would encourage you to take it home with you. I'd encourage you to read it a couple of times a week. Find out in your life if what you've got is sin.
Right.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, it's one thing, amen, not to know we're doing wrong, but it's something else when we read what the definition, when God's looking at our life, and we realize our life, and these things in our life are not lining up with the word of God. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
How in the world are we going to find out? How are we going to fix it, Brother Tracy? And it's easy. Read your word of God.
Amen.
Read the word of God. The word of God will direct your path. The word of God will bring you, amen, to Jesus Christ. The word of God will always lead you to the cross. The word of God will always lead you out of sin. Is everybody all right? The word of God's never going to lead you into sin. If you're doing anything contrary to the word of God, it's sin. That's what the definition of sin is. That's why I would encourage you to read that every week. Amen. If you got time, read it every day. Hang it up on your refrigerator. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Read it every day and let God line your life up. Hey, dude, well, that stuff ain't in it. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Is everybody okay? I'm talking to you, child of God. Amen. I'm trying to tell us all. Amen. All have sinned. Every one of us has sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
Everybody all right? Oh, man, we like to pretend like we hadn't. But we all have. I want us to understand what sin is first. Then we'll get into the message. Amen. Well, I feel like the Lord has laid upon our heart.
Amen.
Amen. I need some paper. I need a lot of paper. Somebody go on in Sunday school rooms and get me some, please. I don't know, about 8 or 10 pieces. I thought about something. We're going to be in the book of 1 John. So I want to help us today to live a life. I don't believe we can be free of sin. Is everybody all right? As long as we're in this flesh.
Amen.
But I believe we could sin a whole lot less.
Amen.
Is everybody okay? As long as if we would read this definition. Anybody got a black magic marker? David. Hold on, I want you to help me.
We got blue.
Blue's fine, any color. I want you to take all these papers and just tear them in half. Boy, I'm just getting this right off. Just like that. Can you do that? Thank you. Can you do that? Hold on for now. Blue's my color. That's fine. All of them are about 10 of them. First John, Daddy, you just keep on, you just stay busy. Am I going to have to get you some help? Tell you what, let's start in chapter 1. First John, it's in the back of your Bible. Chapter 1. Y'all hang on, I'm serious. Y'all hang on with this. This will help you in your walk with God. There's not a doubt about it. God laid on my heart. He wouldn't just do it for no reason.
Right.
If you'll get up in the morning before you start your day and just read this. It shouldn't take the place of your Bible, if I say amen. But at least you know what the definition is. So you can ask yourself today, am I walking anywhere contrary to the Word of God? And if you would ask yourself that, your actions, amen, you would know by reading the definition every day. I believe it puts you on guard.
Right. That's right.
Against sin. Against sin. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
1 John chapter number 1, the Bible says, and we're just going to read this whole chapter. That which was from the beginning, verse 1, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. Amen. I'm not preaching to you some strange doctrine. I'm not preaching to you something that hadn't been preached over the years. I'm not trying to tell you anything, amen, that the scripture doesn't back up. Only thing I'm trying to preach and teach to you is that which I have heard, that which I have seen, that which I have handled of the Word of God, that which God has done in my life, that where I have seen God working out in people's lives. That's all I want you to understand. I want you to see what the Word of God has to say. Now listen to what they say. Amen. That which we have seen and heard, I declare we unto you. Verse 3, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, that's who I want to be in fellowship with. Somebody say amen. Amen. I don't care if the world don't like me. I'll be honest with you. Brother Darrell, I want to be liked, but I really don't care if the church world don't like me. As long as I'm in fellowship with God and with Christ. Is everybody all right? As long as I can look at the Bible and I can look at my life and my step and know that I'm walking according to the Scriptures. Everybody okay? Yeah. And I'm going to be a child of God's desire. It's just to walk with the Scripture. Don't worry about what everybody else thinks. Where am I being in fellowship? With God the Father, God the Son, through God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those right there. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. And these things, verse 4, write we unto you that your joy may be full. Amen. You want to know how to have a joyful life? Amen. Be in fellowship with God the Father and God the Son. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Everybody all right? I want your joy to be full. I want you to be a happy person. I don't want you to be depressed. I don't want you to be defeated. I don't want you to be bitter. I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be happy. I want you to have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. How do I do that, Brother Tracy? Walk in the light as He is in the light. Amen. Goes right there. Be in fellowship with God.
Amen.
How, Brother Tracy? By keeping sin out of your life.
Amen. Right.
Everybody all right?
That's
like I said, you probably won't never be sinless.
Right.
I don't believe we're going to reach sinless perfection until God calls us out of here and gives us a glorified body.
Right.
And I believe every one of us sitting in these pews this morning can sin less.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Everybody okay? Amen. We can try harder.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Y'all heard it. Y'all heard a kid say something, or somebody said, well, I'm trying. Yep. And you look at me and say, well, you just need to try harder.
Amen.
Y'all ain't never said that to nobody.
Come on.
Or somebody ever said that to you?
Amen.
You mean you're doing something, you feel like you're doing your best at it, and they look at you, man, and they, you say, well, they tell you how to do it. You say, well, I'm trying. They say, well, just try harder.
Amen.
You can do it. Try harder.
Come on.
Everybody all right? And you can do it. Just try harder.
Amen.
Amen. You're trying, yeah, but just try harder. You can do better. Amen. You can do better. I mean, you can sin less in your life if you try harder.
Amen.
You don't read that every day and see if you don't sin less. See if it don't come to your mind when something happens and you begin to react or respond. Amen. I guarantee you, buddy, God will speak to your heart. He'll smite your heart right then. He'll say, if you do that, it's going to be sin.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You'll get so familiar with what sin is.
Come on.
That it'll be hard to do it.
Amen.
Come on now.
Right.
These things write unto you that you joined by before. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light.
Amen.
Amen, amen right there.
Amen.
God is light.
Amen.
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 In him, and in him is no darkness at all.
Right.
That's right.
If we say that we have fellowship with him.
Right.
Right.
Everybody listening?
Amen.
And walk in darkness, we lie.
Yep.
The things of darkness.
Amen.
What's that? The things is contrary to the word of God.
Thank
you, sir. Hey, we don't have to go over all of y'all know me. I'll name sin from now on.
Come on.
Man, I'll name every sin.
Come on.
Is everybody okay?
All right.
Amen.
I call it out. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen goes right there.
Amen.
But buddy, all we got to recognize is what sin is. It's those things in the darkness where God is not. Is everybody okay? Because
right.
There's no darkness in God.
Right.
Amen.
We say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light,
that's right,
as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Amen.
I'm just going to say it. Amen. It's one thing, Brother Darrell, I can't get along with somebody that's all out in sin out in the world. Is everybody all right? Everybody okay? Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Then we ain't going to have a whole lot in common.
Right.
Ain't that right? Shouldn't have a whole lot in common with somebody. Now, I'm not talking about how they live their life out in darkness.
Right.
Right.
But boy, if I can't get along with the folks I worship with, something's wrong.
Amen.
Something's right. Wrong.
Right.
Right.
Something's wrong.
Amen.
Because listen to what it says. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Right.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
Amen.
Amen. All sin. Ain't that right?
Amen.
I don't have to. Hey, if I'm walking with God, I can get along with anybody in the house of God. Somebody say
amen.
As long as they're walking with God. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, if we're walking in the light together, we're walking together. What a beautiful thing it is for brethren to walk together in unity. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Ain't that right?
Right.
Amen.
So, he said, if we, verse number 8, say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Right.
So
I don't believe that we'll ever be sinless here. But we can sin less.
Amen.
Does that make sense? We might not. We won't be sinless. But we can sin less.
Amen.
But I got some news for you today. Bible said in verse number 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all, A-L-L, unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 1, child of God. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not.
Amen.
His desire, Brother Robert, is for us not to sin. He doesn't want us to sin.
Right. Right.
He doesn't want us to walk in sin. He doesn't. And what I believe, now this is just Brother Tracy's opinion. I believe what he said. Don't voluntarily sin against God.
Amen.
I would that you sin not. I would that you wouldn't just intentionally, amen, walk away from God and sin against God.
Right.
He doesn't want us to sin, amen, because once we realize what sin is and we read our Bible and realize, amen, how to walk in the light, Amen. And then when we start allowing those things of sin to come in our life and pull us away and make us do things contrary to the Word of God,
right.
He said, I would that you sin not. But he didn't finish that. It's a period, but he didn't finish it. And if any man sin,
right.
We have an advocate.
Right.
That ought to make every born again child of God want to shout and rub his
hands.
Rub his eyes. With the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
Amen.
And he didn't finish his thought right here. Listen to this. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That word used right there, that sin. When I looked that up in my Strong's Concordance, it means to miss the mark. And so not as to share in the prize, to err morally. Amen. To err from what? Err from the gospel. Err from the Word of God. That is sin. That is what he's talking about.
Right.
Amen. And he would that we would not do that. But if we do, we have an advocate. An advocate is an intercessor, one who steps between you and God, you and the judge. Is everybody all right?
Yeah.
One that comes on your behalf, on your behalf, amen,
right.
Before the judge and pleads your case. Somebody shout, hey, I couldn't go before God and plead my own case. I don't have nothing to offer him. But on December the 17th, 1989, I got born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb. He washed my sin away. He wrote my name down in the Lamb's book of life. And now when I mess up, and now when I sin, I can go before God. Amen. I can go to Jesus Christ, and he will go before God on my behalf. Are you hearing me? And I get forgiveness of that sin.
Amen.
He would that I sin not. Listen, child of God, you're not going to live perfect. God doesn't want you to sin. But I'm telling you now, when you mess up, when you make a mistake, when you sin, let me tell you something. Don't you dare let the devil beat you up and run into the house over something you did. You fall on the altar and you call out on the advocate. You call out on the intercessor and you let him take your cause to God and he will plead your case before the Father. And when the Father looks through the blood of Jesus, glory to God, when he looks through the blood of Christ at me, he sees sinless perfection.
Amen.
Why? Because the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Sinless for life.
Amen.
That's good.
So, I want to do something. I need some more help. I need you two boys again. Jonathan and Joshua. Jonathan, will you stand right there? I want you to hold this up. See that? Y'all see that? Y'all see what that says?
Right.
The mark. The mark.
Miss the mark.
That's the mark. You don't have to look at it. Just hold it. Don't move. Chip a handful of them, Joshua. Get all of them. You can't carry them down. You carry them for them. You're his rock toter. Yeah. All right, Joshua, don't make him do all the work. Get right here. See that? That's the mark you're aiming for. That's the mark right there. That's the mark. I want you to hit that mark, son. I want you. Do you think you can hit that mark? Do you think you can hit that mark?
Hit it.
Throw that at me. You hit it. Do it again. I'll see that hit the mark. Now, everybody see that?
Amen.
Hit that mark. Just like that. Hit that easy. Hit that easy. Brother, I'll pick the phone. I'm swinging that. That's all right. Brother, tell me. See, God wants you to obey the word, but you don't feel like this scripture applies to you, or you don't feel like that applies to you. and you just willingly disobey the word of God. Hit Mark. Just like you were doing. Hit it. Did he hit the mark?
No, sir.
Well, Robert Singer, come here. And now he's mad. Now he's mad because he can't hit the mark. He's discouraged. He's depressed. Right there, Robert. In line, I'm like, hey, Mark. It's Mark. Come on. Hurry up. That ain't a mark. It's a mark. No, you can't do that. That's cheating. See, that's called more sin. More sin because now you're trying to go around your sin.
Yep.
It's a mark. It's a mark. Come on, it's a mark. You know what a mark said? You know what a mark is?
Come on.
Ask y'all a question. Do y'all think he's ever going to hit the mark?
No. Nope.
With all that in his life and in his
life? Nope.
Yes, sir. What's the Bible say? Y'all stay right there. I'm working on it. The Lord's working on something. My brethren, these things write I unto you that ye sin not, that you don't miss the mark. Whatever you do, don't sin. Here it is. Here it is. I've got it underlined. Whatever is contrary to God's commands and law. What's that? What's that? The word of God. Are we right?
Right.
Come on now, y'all be better than that. Yeah. I'm either right or I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then y'all get rid of me. But if I'm right, say amen.
Amen.
Whatever is contrary, this is what sin is. Whatever is contrary, this is what Noah Webster, the man that can quote the King James Bible, chapter and verse. Amen. I'll be a holy man. I'll be a man that wrote the dictionary that we established our language, our communication on for all these years, says whatever sin is, whatever is contrary to God's commands or law. What's that? The word of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Something's contrary to the word of God in his life. He's trying to go around it. He's trying to hit the mark through it. And he's not done it. Amen. So Jesus, the word of God, is saying, my children, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. What's he going to have to do, Brother Paul, to hit the mark again? He's going to have to get on his face. And he's going to have to call out on the advocate. He's going to have to call out on the intercessor. He's going to have to plead with God. And he's going to have to ask God to forgive him of his sin. Not to go to heaven.
Come on.
Not to go to heaven.
Come on.
I listened to this. He said, I would that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation. He is the payment. He is the atonement. He brings us back at one with Christ or with God. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
That's what it means. For our sins. Ephesians chapter 2. I want to read this right quick. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the curse of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, somebody shout, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in
together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And that raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God had before ordained that we should walk therein.
Amen.
And what did he say? Back over in 1 John. If we confess our sin, chapter 1, verse number 9. If we confess our sin, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so the very moment that you have sinned and whatever has stacked up between you and you and the Lord, everybody all right? You and God. Come on, somebody say it.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I just called Jonathan God. Whatever stacked up between you and the joy from being right with God, from you and the peace that comes with that relationship with God, nothing blocking it. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Nothing hindering you from hitting the mark and being able to be a partaker of the prize. So is everybody okay?
Amen.
See, once you get on your face before God and call out for the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive you. According only, Brother Mark, according to the Scripture.
Right.
Brother Mark, only, not because Brother Tracy or any other preacher might think it, only according to the Scripture.
Right.
If you confess your sins to him, the Bible says he is faithful and just.
Right. Amen.
Whatever they are. Whatever, when you read that definition of sin, whatever is contrary in your life to the Word of God, he places his finger on it. Whatever it is, brother. Whatever it is, brother.
Right.
So, Richard, whatever it is, the Bible says if you'll do that, it's not that he will, but because the Scripture says he will, he has to.
Amen.
So the very moment, get you another big hand for it. It's another big hand. The very moment you fall, the very moment you bow and you pray to an almighty God through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, child of God, listen to me. The devil would like to tell you you're done. The devil would like to tell you you went too far. You've messed up too much. You've got too much between you and God. You'll never be satisfied again. You'll never hit the mark again. You'll never be able to everybody stack up against you. But the very minute you call out on the Lord Jesus Christ, he takes that big God hand of his and he just wipes the slate clean again. He just wipes everything out of the way. He moves it out of your way. He offers forgiveness. And he brings you right back up close to him. And you know what he says? Hit the mark.
Amen.
Hit the mark.
Amen.
Hit the mark.
Amen.
Woo! And there's nothing better than nothing between you and God.
Amen.
Everybody all right? I said there's nothing better than nothing between you and God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You boys can be seated.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for showing me that.
Amen.
I hope y'all got as much out as I did.
Amen.
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 Romans, chapter number 5, I'll read this. I didn't know where he was going all these routes, but that's all right. Let me read this. Therefore, being justified, chapter 5, verse 1.
Yeah.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. There it is.
Amen.
There it is. That's whatever. I don't care if you're a child of God or not. I don't care if you're saved or not. That's what everybody's looking for.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. That's what every millionaire is looking for, every billionaire. That's
right.
What every poor man, amen, every homeless person, everybody that's got their mind in a turmoil, they're looking for peace. Is everybody all right? I just want peace. I want to be able to lay my head on my pillow and sleep at night, sleep through the night, and not have no worries. Is everybody all right? But they're looking for some peace. I'm telling you right now, they're not going to find peace in this world. But I tell you, through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can find the kind of peace that passes all understanding. When the world looks at you and says, why ain't you blown your brains out? You can say, because God saved me, because Jesus loves me, because I've got the peace of God in my mind and in my soul, in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access. We have access. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Amen.
I've got hope.
Amen.
I got hope tonight.
Right.
I got hope of a better place.
Right.
I got hope of an eternal hope. Yeah. I got hope of a place
Amen.
Where there's joy and happiness.
Amen.
That's unspeakable. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you right now, the half of it's not been told. There's things waiting on a child of God over there across that great river. Amen. Into that glorious city. Is everybody all right? There's things waiting on us that hadn't even been described, hadn't even been told. Hey, I'm telling you, the half hadn't been told. I mean, it's not even entered into the heart of man. All the things that God's got prepared for him over on the other side. Are you hearing me? And not only, verse 3, so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of my Lord.
Amen.
I know, they said the half ain't been told, but the half I've heard about, Brother Tiny.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
What half is that? That's that half, amen, of them old saints of God that went on, that's rejoicing in the presence of God every time someone else gets saved.
Amen.
That's the half that's been told, that's been assured to me by the Holy Ghost of God, that hey, my mama and my daddy, both of them have died and went on, but that half that I've heard, that half that I believe, that half that I know, tells me I'll see them again on the other side. Why? Because they call on Jesus Christ, or the same them on this side. That gives me hope today, to know that my loved ones, when I lay them in that ground, I preach over their bodies. That's not the last time I'll see them. Amen. In the last day, and when Christ steps out on the cloud, that which we have planted in the ground, it's coming up out of there, and it's going to be the Lord in the sky, and so shall we all be. I've got hope.
Hallelujah.
Hope.
Amen.
Simply on the part that I have been told. You know why God don't let us know it all? Man, it blow his brains out to get there. Brother, our partake said that one time. He believes a man will blow his brains out to get there if he knew everything that was waiting on the other side.
Amen.
Woo! Verse 5. Hope make it not ashamed because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And you listen to this. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother Billy,
tell you something, son. What you are now,
amen.
Sitting in the house of God on the second bench every time the door's open.
Amen.
Amen.
Got a spirit, a good smile, a good spirit about you. God didn't die for you in the shape you're in right now.
Right.
Right. Come on.
That miserable man he was.
Come on.
Before you met him, before you got
saved. Come on.
Right.
That's the one
that died. Hey,
come on.
The one the world said ain't gonna make that.
Come on.
The one the world said, boy, he's just terrible, just thrown to the side.
Come on.
We don't want him. We don't need him. That's the one that
died. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Come on.
Brother Darrell, he didn't die for you because you sit over there as a deacon.
Right.
Right.
That man is over in Vietnam that stayed drunk most of the time and cursed every other breath. Whew. That's the one he died for.
Amen.
Go there.
That's right.
die for you as a preacher. You're a preacher, a good one.
Amen.
He didn't die for you as a preacher, as a Sunday school teacher. That man went to prison 5 times. It was mean and rotten. And his wife didn't know where he was at most of the time, probably that he was coming home.
Amen.
Come on.
When you're in that shape, you're hope.
Amen.
He died for you. He was ungodly and wicked.
Right.
Exactly right, bro.
That's who he died for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we just remember where we was at when he found us. Christ died for an ungodly, verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. Amen. But God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Commended his love toward us.
Amen.
In that while we were yet, let's get this, Brother Tiny, this is where you was.
Come on.
While we were yet sinners.
Yep.
Right.
He was a sinner bound for hell. You deserved hell. You didn't deserve hell. You didn't deserve forgiveness or love or nothing. While we were yet sinners.
Amen.
Christ died for us.
Right.
He paid our sin debt.
Yes.
And after we get saved, here's the great thing about it. He doesn't expect us to live a perfect life.
Right.
Now, he doesn't expect us to keep doing the things we've been doing after everyone's saved.
Right. Come on, right.
Amen.
And I'm going to still preach against drinking.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to still preach against fornicating.
Right.
I'm going to still preach against adultery. I'm going to preach against stealing. I'm going to preach against cussing. I'm going to preach against anything you think.
Amen.
But if you'll read that right there,
amen.
Right.
It'll tell you what sin is.
Right.
And you'll see. When I'm preaching against those things, if you'll read your Bible,
amen.
You'll find out I'm not missing the mark.
Right.
But if those things are in your life, you are missing the mark.
Right.
Amen.
And God just wants to move them out of the way. And if you've sinned and if you've come short of the glory, we all have at some time in our life, in our Christian walk, and we all probably will again. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I want to encourage you. I want you to understand that when Christ saved you, he didn't finish it. He just begun it.
Amen.
We're working on it. Oh, you're saved. That part's done and over with. You're going to heaven.
Right.
You understand me?
Amen.
You're saved. You're going to heaven. Well, he didn't just save you and put you out there and hope you do best.
Come on.
He wasn't finished with you when he saved you. He was just getting started.
Amen.
With every one of us. And the devil didn't finish with you when God saved you either. He was already working hard on you, but he's going to work hard against you now to try to get you confused.
Right.
Try to get you defeated.
Right.
Try to get you a life so full of sin that you can't even hit the mark.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hold this up. No, I ain't going to do it. But anyhow, this morning, that's what God gave me. I would encourage you, take this home with you. Read it. Pull it out. If you put it up, pull it out and read it.
Amen. Right.
2 or 3 times a week at least.
Right.
Hang it up on your refrigerator. Hang it up on your bathroom mirror.
Amen.
Read it every day. I promise you, if you'll do that, if you'll just read this, and it's scriptural. There ain't nothing unscriptural about it.
Right.
And this ain't got scripture in it.
Mm-hmm.
King James, if you'll read it, it'll enhance your walk with Christ.
Amen.
It'll enhance your walk with God, your relationship with the Lord. Hear me?
Yes.
It'll help you in your daily walk. It will help you in your daily walk.
Right.
You read this, and combine it with your Bible.
Come on.
And everything your Bible's against that's in your life. And I don't care who we are.
Right.
I don't care who it is. We're going to have to come to a place in our Christian walk where we realize just because our friends do it.
Right.
They go contrary to the Word of God doesn't mean it's okay for us.
Right.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
You'll stack up so much stuff between you and the mark, you'll never hit it.
Right.
Amen. Maybe you'll get so discouraged and so defeated. Amen. You'll be miserable.
Right.
Best time to get rid of it is as soon as you realize it's there. And how are you going to do it? And I read this every day. And reading your Bible every day. You read this two or three times a week, you read this every day, and you pray, I guarantee you, your relationship with God will increase.
Amen.
Your joy will increase. Your happiness will increase.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
There may be some things probably going to hurt when God says, hey, that right there is contrary to my word.
Amen.
And what are you going to do about it?
Come on.
I could have, I guess, really, could have just moved Brother Tiny and Brother Adam out of the way. But he still had Ben Robert in the way. So you see, if we can't just pick and choose what we want to
do,
right.
We'll still miss the ball.
Amen.
Right.
Word of God's against it. And it might be hard. It might take you a while. You just pray about it. You keep reading that definition of sin.
Right.
And you keep realizing you've got to have it.
Amen.
He's there to take it away.
Amen.
But you got to be willing to call on him.
Right.
And let him. I love you this morning. Somebody come on the pen. Might have been a little different, I know. It's what the Lord gave me. Hope and encourage, hope to help.
Amen.
Hope to help you deal with things in your life. Do us good. I believe it'll do you good. As your pastor, I'm encouraging you to read that.
Amen.
Two or three times a week. Read your Bible every day. But the scripture said I would that you sin not.
Amen.
If we do. Don't let the devil beat you up about it. I don't care what it is. Don't let the devil get you defeated about it and let you leave it in there.
Right.
Between you and the mark. Because if you do, you ain't never gonna hit it, you ain't never gonna be happy with it. You'll get defeated, you'll wind up sitting down. You might be sitting on the church pew, but you'll be sitting down on God.
Right.
Once you get those things back out of your way, you hit the mark again. Oh, the joy that'll come.
Amen.
The joy that'll flood your soul one more time.
Amen.
What a great Savior we serve.
Amen.
John, when you was out there selling that dope, mean, rotten, low down, dirty, pump, that's the way it's happening.
Right.
That, you sitting there on this church pew with your kids preaching the word of God, that's not the one. That one that was rotten will go down there.
Amen.
There'll be things that make you creep up in your life. The devil beats you up about it and say, See? You know what you do, you say you're right. I gotta have it.
Amen.
And although you're right, I'm not worthy. To go before the throne of God, devil, you're absolutely right. But I don't have to.
Amen.
Because I can go to Christ.
Right.
And he'll take my cause all the way up to the throne.
Amen.
Right. And he'll plead it. And when God, if God looks at me and says guilty, he'll say, okay, Father, but one thing, one more. I've got one more thing.
Amen.
When you enter in heaven, what's that? And Jesus says, my blood.
Amen.
Because I'll be serious with 17, right? And ain't nothing, Father. He called on me.
Right.
He called on my name. The name that you said would wash away all sin.
Right.
He called on my name, Father. So now I want you to look at it through the blood.
Amen.
And you know what he said to Jesse? He said, he's true.
Amen.
That's right.
Does that give us a license to sin? The Bible says, God forbid.
Right.
What it does for a child of God, I believe, is it encourages me to be better.
Amen.
Because I realize that when I'm missing the mark, Joshua, when I've allowed something in my life, it's contrary to where, when I've done that, I realize what I'm hurting, the one that died for me, the one that loved me unconditionally, the one that loved me so much when I was a rotten, drunk, barroom brawler, he died for me. I said, I'll take him in.
Amen.
That's the one I'm hurting. That's the one I'm hurting when I go contrary
right.
to the Word of God. And I let things stack up between me and the Lord.
Right.
And I'm missing the mark.
Man.
He gets joy. He gets joy, Tyler Busby. The joy he gets when we call on him for salvation. But do you know he also will get joy out of us calling on him
right.
for forgiveness of sin that we've allowed in our life?
Amen.
He gets happiness out of that too.
Yeah.
So today, I want to bring you joy. So I want to confess my faults to the Lord and ask him to forgive me. Help me walk closer to the Lord. Because I realize if I don't, I'm hurting. That will hurt it. Maybe something's got you missing the mark this morning. Don't let the devil tell you you got to keep it.
Amen.
You have an advocate with the Father, your child of God.
Amen.
If you're here and you're lost, you're on your way to hell. You might be wicked and ungodly. You might have sin in your life and you ain't never called out on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And you're going to hell.
Right.
If you died right now, you're going to hell.
Right.
We got good news. It don't have to be
that.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You don't have to die and go to hell. Doesn't matter whether you believe in hell or not, it's real.
Amen.
I stood by the bedside, Brother Mark, of people I've heard screaming, "Help me, preacher, my feet are on fire." I've heard. I stood by the bedside of the same God, the Lord, through the Lord. Look up, a great big smile come on their face. And maybe they've seen something that we haven't seen.
Amen.
You never convince me it ain't real.
Amen.
It's real. You don't have to die and go to hell. You'll be born again. If you call out on Jesus to save you, you say, "Lord, just Lord Jesus, I don't even know what I prayed today. I'm asking. I just called out on the name Jesus. Asked him for help and saved me." Tears. This morning, I want to ask you to search your own heart.